Welcome to another installment of Tech Talk Tuesday with Tunis Janssen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za. If you're interested in all things tech, then I highly recommend that you check out his blog. And Tunis, the topic for today, I've been reading quite a bit in the media about this, and there's two thoughts on it, aren't there? There's people that are for and there's people that are against.
100%. So we're talking about Neuralink, which is one of Elon Musk's ventures. Now, Neuralink, it aims to implant chips into humans for various reasons, and that's kind of where this love it or hate it situation comes in. So a lot of people think, don't mess with people's brains.
Yes, we're roboticizing people.
Exactly. And on the other hand, what Neuralink wants to do is help people with, first of all, their first port of call is disabilities. So people that have some neurological issues, they can't send the signals to their limbs, for example, and they're paralyzed. Now, this Neuralink then can be installed into the brain. It has a different link through different nerves to that part of the body, and they aim to, for example, help people walk that have their nerves completely cut.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the first thing they want to look at. And they've made a major step. They passed all of their testing kind of hurdles, and now they have implanted the first Neuralink chip into a human brain.
You see, I think it's great if it's used purely for good and if it is only restricted to people that absolutely need it. But obviously, as you develop it, you're probably going to want to start selling it because we live in a capitalist society. What are your personal thoughts on it? Are you for or against?
I'm all for it.
Okay.
Sure, any piece of technology can be used for evil. That is true. But yeah. I think what we are trying to achieve with this kind of technology, it just outweighs the risks 100% for me.
So how far along are we in terms of this technology?
Well, as I said, they've kind of passed trials and now the first human trial has begun. So everybody thought this was going to be the big hurdle. You're never going to get approval to actually implant this into a human. They've done that now. The person recovered fully within a couple of hours of the operation. Everything is fine. And now they're starting to test, look at those signals, understand that everything is working as they expect, and they want to do more human trials. They then want to look at other clinical trials with people with ALS, for example, muscular dystrophy, those kind of things. And these are the things that they are trying to solve because there's obviously a disconnect between the nerves, the muscle, the brain, and they're trying to fix that link so that these ailments can be hopefully solved.
I love it. I love it for those purposes. I mean, and it bothers me sometimes when we waste so much, I say waste, but we waste so much money on trying to explore Mars. Like, let's focus on helping people here on planet Earth. And this is what it sounds like Elon is actually trying to do.
Yeah, 100%. And he is very forthcoming about what he believes this can be. And as I said, if these human trials happen, they can actually start implanting this in a couple of years in people that really need it right away.
I presume you'd have issues between governments, right? So it's been approved in the US, but
yes,
then having it here in South Africa would be another matter because our government would have to approve of it.
100%. The EU still hasn't approved it either, but the FDA in the US is usually kind of a big hurdle for these kind of things, and they've passed that. There are a couple of other issues that they are being investigated for, on something, some things around animal welfare, the testing they did on the animals. That's being investigated. But, you know, if they have already gotten that approval, I'm assuming there's not going to be any issues there. So I think this is a massively exciting step. You know, we've talked about gene therapy a lot on the show as well, that things that are trying to solve it through that avenue. And this is just another way to solve like one of our biggest, you know, medical issues using tech in a different way. I think it's very exciting.
Giving people a new lease on life.
Exactly.
Very exciting stuff indeed. Anything else that you want to share with regards to it?
No, I think the important thing is, as I said, first human has been done.
And do we know if it's a male or female?
That
human?
Wasn't shared. That
okay.
wasn't shared. So
and we don't know age. We don't know. We don't know anything about this human.
The only thing we do know is it's a completely fit human. They don't have any ailments. And so they just wanted to test it on somebody that doesn't have any issues.
Got you.
Before they start, obviously, testing on those kind of patients. So presumably it's somebody close to the project. I'm not sure.
Maybe one of Elon Musk's ex-wives. Anyway, Tunis, lovely catching up with you. We'll speak to you again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you.